Good morning and welcome to View from the Tractor, brought to you by Compeer Financial. Coming up, Brown County farmer Alan Cook gives us a mid-season look at the 2017 corn and soybean crop.
No one works harder to help you achieve your goals.
We know how challenging and rewarding farming and this way of life can be.
You won't find financial experts with more ag knowledge and deeper rural roots. We grew up here, and many of us are farm kids through and through. So whether you have 1 acre or 1,000.
Whether you're building a house or a legacy.
Your friends, family, and neighbors at Compeer Financial have your back.
And we're ready to champion rural together.
Learn more at Compeer.com. Compeer Financial, Equal Credit Opportunity Lender.
In addition to farming with his brother and son in Brown County, Alan Cook delivers feed throughout the tri-state area, and he says so far, corn and soybeans are looking pretty good.
You know, there's patches here and there, but it's looking pretty good, really, and I think the prices reflect that, I guess. But so far, so good. Same way here in Brown County, crops are good. We had some issues with beans and some replants and things, but they're kind of coming around now finally, and had some nice, just had an inch of rain, so you know, we're looking forward to the harvest here.
So you were one of the lucky ones last week to get some of that rainfall that rolled through.
Yeah, we were very blessed, and it looked like it missed us. In fact, I was hauling feed that day, and my wife called and said it's raining. I thought that had already gone through. So yeah, we were very fortunate and needed it, and I wish everybody could have got it that didn't.
We're at a point now, aren't we, where the crop really could use a good drink?
Oh, yeah. You would never not want to rain in late July, August. You know, it's always, with the heat and everything, the crop's going full bore. It's very beneficial there. So, yeah, you sure appreciate them when you get a chance.
One of the other issues we've seen crop up this summer, in addition to the weather, is the dicamba issue. It has been a problem in Missouri. They restricted its use for about a week or so. And in Arkansas, they pretty much restricted or eliminated use until the end of the growing season. What have you been seeing in Illinois?
I've been seeing it. I mean, it's spotty, but it's pretty easy to recognize, you know, 55 mile an hour going down the highway. And I know, talking to guys, there's been a few of the time there's been clean out issues that maybe the sprayer didn't clean right and this and that, and some drift here and there. So, but I tell you, we're 100% dicamba beans, and it's probably the cleanest beans we've ever had. And I'd sure hate to see, you know, I think it just, they need to get a little more thorough with their spraying techniques. My son sprays for FS there and does it, you know, hasn't really had any issues, but I know they're really got to work at it hard to maintain things there. So hopefully they'll get tighter up the, you know, the practices better and keep right on going with it, because it's sure been great to see a clean bean field finally.
That's going to make a big difference in your yield, isn't it?
Oh, that sure helps. And that water hemp and stuff has just been out of control, you know, for a while. And so, yeah, it really, really has helped us. And I hate it for anybody that had any issues with it. I know in the past there's been some drift from other things and ended up not affecting yield as much as they might have thought. I hope that's the case with all this. Looks like those beans are flowering, the ones I've looked at and stuff, and just look a little ornery, but hopefully they'll come on and still yield, you know, decently, I hope.
That's Alan Cook, farmer from Brown County, and that's View from the Tractor, brought to you by Compeer Financial. For all your crop financing needs, see Jessica Carlin at Compeer Financial. I'm Jim Dewey.